BePod Studios.
What day is it?
Is this a test?
No.
No, wait. Yes.
It's Friday.
Oh, really?
All day.
Thank God for that.
No, thank God we've made it.
Oh, thank God it's Friday, right?
TGI Friday.
Thank God.
Thank God it's Friday.
Oh, thank God. We made it.
Friday.
Let's do this.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, you made it to Friday. Isn't that great? Oh, what a good feeling. Yeah. Well, I was feeling good for a while, but then LBF says to me,
"Hey, Bob."
Yeah?
I thought about you yesterday. Now, you know what I'm saying? Most people, when they hear that, think, gee, what could it possibly be? Did you see a dashing man maybe in your travels? Nope, not it. What was it, LBF? Why did you think of me yesterday?
I had an Italian sub.
You had a sub. That's when she always says, every time LBF says, "I thought of you yesterday," I know what's next.
Yeah,
I had a grinder, a submarine.
It was an Italian sub, and I know you like Italian
subs. I said grinder because I was in Connecticut yesterday. Yes. They call them grinders down there.
That's so
anyway,
weird.
Yeah. I think you ought to think about changing those names.
Yes.
Just saying.
Yes, you had an
Italian sub.
It was delicious. Yeah. I thought of you because I know how much you like them, and I know you and I both talk about when you eat an Italian sub, the guilt factor is crazy because
and
immediately your hands blow up like a blowfish. And
yeah.
It was the same for me.
But is
like,
there anything more worth it?
No, nothing.
Than a good
There's
Italian
nothing.
Sub. If you're going to bloat.
Right. You bloat
know what?
For that.
And bloat big.
Bloat big or go home.
Oh, my. Damn you. How's that ring field?
Yeah, it's tight.
Well, that's good. You're not taking that off tonight are you?
Huh? Yeah, actually, Dave's happy when I eat Italian subs.
Yeah. Don't worry about taking a ring off. That's good. Anyway, thank you for thinking of me.
No problem.
Yeah. Okay, cloudy early today. High of 56. That's good. That's real good.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I'll take
it. It's windy and rainy, but that's all right.
Dang. All right, tomorrow, sunny 48. Will you take that?
Mm-hmm.
And for the game Sunday, the Patriots versus the Dallas Cowboys. Late game. Yucky is the word. Yuck. Rain, 44, but it's going to be feeling kind of raw for the boys.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so we'll talk to Scott Zolak at 8:40. That's always fun.
Okay.
It's going to be a big game. So that's coming up. Plus, it's first date disasters today.
Oh, it's my favorite day.
The prize is awesome. I know.
It keeps me married, really.
What? That's right. Ooh. Brian, what's the prize today?
I have no idea.
It's $100.
Oh, it's $100 to...
Not your average Joe's.
Not your average Joe's.
Yeah.
Look at that.
How about that?
Date with a martini is better than a date with a disaster.
That's right.
Trust me.
See?
Oh, my God.
So that for the best disaster, you'll get dinner at Not Your Average Joe's. Call us. There's a new phone number, 888-410-1057.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
I like it. Okay, three cool things. Very good job on the new intro, Brian Bell.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah,
extraordinary.
What, producer.
Extraordinary. Fall hard at Whole Foods Market with a Prime member deal on organic Honeycrisp apples, $2.69 per pound through November 28th. While supplies last, grab some Thanksgiving pies and find more deals on the Whole Foods Market app. All right, LBF, what's cool?
If you're a stoner, boy, do I have the job for you.
Okay. Do they want one? But that's fine.
Right, exactly, good point.
I'm just saying. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, more friends. Fun stuff this weekend.
There you go, and I'm going to tell you the exact time you can spend with your family before you need to go out and scream at a tree, okay?
Or smoke some pot.
Or smoke some pot. I'll tell you what that is coming up next. All right, go for it.
Okay, if you are a cannabis connoisseur, I have the job for you. American Marijuana will pay you $3,000 a month for blog and video reviews of cannabis products, just like you're an Instagram influencer, but with pot. Boxes will be shipped with items ranging from weed strains to edibles to CBD oils. It's only for people who, like, not just, like, basic stoners.
Yeah, okay.
This is next level stoner.
Next level.
This is about people who are, they know a lot about marijuana,
uh-huh.
Not getting high.
Mm.
Like, you know, like a person who drinks whiskey and they understand.
Yeah.
Or a wine person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And those interested can apply to going to American.com. medical-marijuana.org.
Okay, good to know, I think. Okay. All right. Wow.
All right. Yeah, you know.
Really embracing things, yeah, LBF. All right, now, Bob, you and LBF and I, we got to go to the Friends pop-up. That's open now in town.
Yeah.
But more cool Friends stuff this weekend at Showcase. Yeah. Sunday and Monday, they're doing a Friendsgiving where they're showing 8 episodes all together. And if you go to Showcase, there's all the different locations where you can get the times and go see some of your favorite Friendsgiving episodes, the Thanksgiving-themed one. There
That's
was some great
cool.
ones with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Oh, those are some of my favorites.
Now I'm interested.
Yeah. So
he was
check
on
it out.
Friends, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yes, right.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Aniston, that whole thing.
Yeah. They're in the I Hate Rachel Club with Ross. It was great.
Wow.
So check that out. They actually dropped off some of the trifle that... Rachel made for
trifle
one of the
is
episodes.
Like a disgusting combination of things because 2 pages of the cookbook got stuck together.
It had some beef and some custard and some whipped cream.
There you go.
What are you going to do?
Well, I tell you, I have 2 daughters in town. One arrived last night from Syracuse, and my other's flying in Saturday. So maybe I'll send them to Showcase in Woburn.
There you go.
All
nice.
Right. Good, bro. They love Friends. All right. Here's a tip for the holidays. A new survey found. The average person can only go 3 hours and 54 minutes with their family before they need a break.
Well, that's a long time. That's almost 4 hours of no break.
Yeah, no break.
Yeah.
Only 25 of us can be with them for long stretches of time without going nuts. So that's the average time before people want to go outside, take a walk, you know, whatever, yell at a tree.
Yeah,
seems like a long time to you, doesn't it?
4 hours.
Why, what's yours? Like, you're crazy?
Well, I mean, does that mean like walking in the kitchen, talking to a couple of family members, and then taking a break from them and going into, like, you got to take it in like small bites.
Mm-hmm. But
you
after
20
four,
minutes here
more
and there.
People can't make it to 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours with your crazy uncle.
I love this. comedian Ted Alexandro on his mom trying to fake Thanksgiving dinner. This is good.
I remember last Thanksgiving, I go over to my mom and dad's for traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom orders Boston Market. You believe that? Boston Market. But she served it in her own china. Right? So the guests wouldn't know. But my brothers and sisters and I would drop subtle hints. We'd be like, so, Ma, do we get 2 sides with the turkey?
That's great.
Is it 2 or is it just the cornbread? What's the policy? She was like, just take what you want and pass it. I was like, you know, can I see your manager? Because I really don't like your attitude at all. You know, I've been eating here a long time, right?
Good stuff. There you go. I love it. You have nothing wrong with Boston Market, though.
That's a good idea, by the way.
Right?
Also, I bought mashed potatoes from Boston Market and brought it to Friendsgiving last year.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's good to hear from our friend Harry in Hollywood. Harry Medved from Fandango.com. Holiday season, movies coming out. This is a great time of year. So we got Harry to tell us about 3 big ones this week, Harry.
Bob, I'm so excited. First of all, I want to know what you thought of Ford versus Ferrari. I understand you saw it last week.
I loved it. I would see it again. Does anybody want to go?
Brian. Yeah, I'll go.
All right, Brian.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Absolutely. You know what? Because a lot of times it's a period piece, takes place in the 60s. There's always something that kind of irritates you. This movie's perfect.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. I couldn't recommend it enough.
So stylish and enjoyable. And the star magnetism is out of control with Christian Bale and Matt Damon. Just love it.
No kidding.
They're great.
They're, all right. LBF. Oh, now LBF's in.
Yeah.
there you go.
No, we absolutely loved Ford versus Ferrari. Did you guys like it?
Yeah. I mean, it did very well at the box office. It's going to deliver a great second weekend. Yeah, I just think that the story is so fascinating. I felt it was a little bit long. You didn't, right, Bob?
You said
it couldn't
was.
Be long enough.
Well, I mean, I love the racing part of it, but yeah, you could trim. It could be trimmed.
Yeah, all movies are way too long, including Frozen 2, which debuts this weekend, which, by the way, is doing incredible business on Fandango. Right now, it's the biggest pre-seller we've ever seen for an animated film. It's beating Incredibles 2. It's beating, of course, the previous Frozen, and it's beating Toy Story 4.
Huge.
But it's a dazzling movie. I mean, it is charming. It's what they call an enlightened fairy tale in that this one has a lot of reparations in it. It deals with some of the natives of Arendelle and some of the sins of the fathers of Elsa and Anna. So it's a serious message for Thanksgiving weekend about the natives, and I think, you know, well done. But it doesn't quite have that whole sister-sister bonding in the first one that my girls love so much. So it's good. I think some people are enjoying it a lot. They're saying it's not a classic. That's what some of the critics are saying.
Okay.
But the music is catchy. The little kids are going to love it so much.
Yeah, my six-year-old little girl is so excited to see this.
Mm. Yeah, you can't stop them. It's just unstoppable. So.
You can't stop them.
If they want to go see it, let them go.
I've tried to stop a six-year-old. It's not fun.
You can't do that. All right, so, yeah, there you go. Good, Brian. All right, movie number three, Harry.
Oh, man, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. What a beautiful movie with Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's to quote a Pittsburgh Post-Gazette film critic, in a time when there are a lot of ugly times out there, the legacy of kindness of Fred Rogers shows that kindness is so much stronger than hate these days.
How long does it take you to accept Tom Hanks as Fred?
Right away, man.
Really?
I mean, I always felt, when you saw Forrest Gump, I always felt he was kind of channeling Mr. Rogers when he's kind of talking and that slow drawl.
Yeah,
you know, I thought of that.
He's just perfect as Mr. There's nobody else who could play him. He's definitely getting an Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
Awesome.
You need to know, this is not a biopic of Mr. Rogers.
Okay.
A lot of people going in think it's going to be like that documentary from 2 years ago, Won't You Be My Neighbor? It's not. This is the story of a journalist for Esquire magazine who is assigned to do a profile on Fred Rogers and the friendships he has together and how this guy helps repair bridges that have been broken in the guy's family. And I'm just telling you, for Thanksgiving, you can't find a more genuinely moving movie.
How many tissues? The whole box?
Oh, my God. I was blubbering like a baby.
I mean, I almost am getting like a little bit emotional listening to just the description of it.
Yeah.
So
four or five tissues, man.
Okay.
Anyone who's had any kind of issues with family and stuff, and we all have, I mean, let's face it, even in the most beautiful families. And this movie is just, it's the spirit of beauty and an acceptance is just permeating throughout. It's a beautiful film. Absolutely worth bringing every family member for Thanksgiving.
Great.
I would highly recommend A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
That's good.
I don't
just
have to talk to my family for 2.5 hours.
Excellent. No, come on. Wait a minute. Don't say that.
I'm kidding. I love him.
Leave your slippers on. All right, Harry, this is three great movies. Let's give away some tickets so folks can see the movie of their choice. So let's do it right now. Harry, you're feeling generous for the holidays?
Sure. Want to do four?
Four pairs?
Do it.
Let's do
it. Why not? Come on.
Let's do it. All right, callers 7, 8, 9, 10 right now. Our new phone number is
888-410-1057.
Good job, Elvia.
Thank you.
It's a new number, Harry. Anyway, thanks for
calling. Sounds good. I'll keep it.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Harry Medved from Fandango.com.
Thank you. Take care.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right, it is 6:45. It's time for some Dirty Laundry with LBF. I know you've been waiting. It's brought to you by Sullivan's Tire. Here we go.
All right, two TV shows that make life worth living coming up. Mm-hmm. What the hottest toy this Christmas might be. But first up, if you are looking to watch supermodels walking around in bras and thongs on TV this December.
Yes.
You are out of luck. You're also on the naughty list.
That's not me. That was Brian Bell?
Yes.
Okay. No. I would never have watched it. I've never watched it.
We're talking about the Victoria's Secret fashion show that has been airing at Christmas time. What's wrong with you people?
Right. Yeah.
Since 1995. Wow. You know, where they put on those angel wings and then they walk around scantily clad.
Look at all those wings.
Yes, now they're just going to be buffalo wings, okay? It's canceled. The event is... I guess it's canceled because a lot of people haven't been watching it.
Did you watch it? Was that your thing?
No, I feel bad enough about myself already.
You don't need
Why
to see
would I ever
Giselle.
Do that?
Was Giselle ever?
Yes.
Back
it
in
just
the day.
All it is it's like jiggle TV.
Ryan, how come you didn't tell me? How did I miss that?
It's like it's just bounce, bounce, bounce. Right. It's no, thank you.
Right.
Anyway, they've been canceled because of declining ratings, but also the brand came under fire last year after the CEO made controversial remarks about trans and plus size models, along with the company not promoting diversity. So there you go. R.I.P. Mm-hmm. Victoria Secret Fashion Show.
Does Dave we won't Falcone miss you. Shop there for the holidays for a Mrs.
Shopped at
Falcone?
No. What do you? No. Do you
not
have
even
eyes?
A nice set of jammies?
No, I already have my...
A comfortable pair of cotton jammies would be nice.
You know what I sleep in. My reindeer pajamas, my hat, my scarf, my socks.
Nope, they don't sell that.
No, they don't.
I don't think they sell comfortable stuff.
No, you're right.
No, they don't.
LBF could be the new runway model with her reindeer pajamas.
Yes.
Coming down.
Yes.
And her scarf.
And it's a
just your that. Red nose.
It's a different type of catwalk. Oh, my God. And my red nose. Hey!
It took me a minute.
Right. The hottest toy. You're going to be excited about this. Brian Bell.
All right. Well, you've already dashed my dream.
Yeah, well, I'm
going to
lift you up a little bit.
Okay.
Baby Yoda. The toys are coming in time for the holidays. The character from Disney Plus's The Mandalorian has taken the internet
baby
by storm.
Baby Yoda? There's a baby Yoda?
The green baby's known as the child, and it'll be on shelves and online within days.
Yeah, because there's been some fan fighting because everyone's calling it Baby Yoda, but it's not actually Yoda as a baby. It's just a baby Yoda. We don't know what else to call it because we don't know what species
that's the hottest
Yoda
toy.
Is.
That's going to be a hot toy.
It's so cute.
Okay, two TV shows worth living for. First up, Holly Hunter is going to star with Ted Danson in a new NBC comedy that's going to be written and produced by Tina Fey. So that looks like it's going to be fun.
That
those two,
great.
Ted Danson is so funny in that.
What's the
Good
premise?
Place.
What's
great.
The premise? Do
the
we
premise?
Know? Yeah, the situation comedy.
No. Well, no.
I'm sorry, look
Let's
it up.
See.
That's fine.
We'll
are they just
time.
Attached to the project? And then
they're attached.
That's it. Sorry, there's a project.
There's a project.
I didn't mean
happens.
To roadblock you there.
You don't you worry. I usually don't know anything anyway. And then finally,
yeah, you usually do drive around the roadblock. I've noticed that. That's good.
Harrison Ford is going to star in the true crime hit The Staircase. So this is going to be a series. And it's based on a true story. It was a documentary that I watched called The Staircase about this guy who was convicted of killing his wife by throwing her down the staircase. It's a terrible story, but I think he went to jail.
Then
he got out, but then he's back in.
He should be. He did it.
I don't think he did it.
Oh, he blames an owl?
I believe the owl.
No,
oh, my God.
I can't believe that you saw it. I'm so excited.
Of course I saw it. No.
Oh, you think he did it?
Son of a gun
did
it.
I don't think he did it.
He got away with murder.
I think the owl did it.
It wasn't an owl.
It might have been an owl.
Good grief.
Did you hear that?
Boom.
That's funny.
It was funny. Then who did it?
It's a who done it.
Who done it?
That's good. We should stop. That's fine.
Oh,
my
you
goodness.
Think he did it?
Oh, I do. We'll talk after.
Okay, all right.
Staircase?
Yeah.
Staircase.
Right.
Oh, it's documentary, Netflix.
You can't stop.
Okay. Oh, it's awesome.
Start. Oh, my God. You'll never look at marble stairs?
No.
Nope. Okay. Coming up. It is Dating Disasters Fridays.
Oh,
Date Disasters. So we're going to do that. A $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's for the best disaster.
Oh, they have such good food there. The chicken parm Lucy loves.
Really?
Oh, dies for.
Really?
It's her favorite.
And the bread's good.
And the bread is amazing. And the dip is so good. I'm starving.
Why are we giving this away?
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Why should I be nervous? We're just two people going on a first date.
Do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested?
All right. Christine on the phone from Rhode Island. Christine, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're good. When did your date disaster take place?
About quite a while ago, about 20 years ago.
All right, let's hear about it then. It must have been,
okay.
Whatever.
Never forgotten
I never
it,
forgotten
so.
It, right?
Never forgot it.
Okay,
so,
let's hear it.
So I met this guy. He was getting his VIN checked on his motorcycle. So he's like, oh, do you want to go for a ride? And I said, sure. We went for coffee. And then he asked me out on a date. So we went out. He came to pick me up. Now, I didn't know he didn't have a vehicle. So he came to pick me up, and he was in his sister's minivan. And I'm in my 20s, so I don't ride in minivans in my 20s.
Right.
And his sister and the husband are with him.
No.
What?
So, yes. So he comes to the door to pick me up, and I still don't know that anybody else is in the vehicle. So I'm like, okay, this guy's got a minivan. This is weird. So I go out to the minivan, and I get introduced to his sister and her husband. So I'm like, I didn't know what to say. So they bring
Double
me to
D.
this really right. So they bring me to this really expensive restaurant, and now I'm just really uncomfortable because I'm on a first date with this guy and his sister and the husband, and it's just really weird. So at the end of the meal, I feel bad. So I offer to pay for my portion of the meal, and they're like, no, that's okay. And the guy that asked me out, he's like, no, that's okay. I've got it. He said, but you can leave the tip. So I ended up having to leave a tip. It was like $150 for the tip.
What?
Because the meal was so expensive.
Are
it was
you
ridiculous.
Serious?
Yeah. So I was, at the end of the night, I was mortified.
Yeah.
So he walks me up to my door at the house, and he tries to give me a goodnight kiss, and I just shut the door in his face, and I never talked to him again.
Good
I was
for
like,
you. You shut it in his face. I love
Good
it.
Good for you.
First of all, yeah, he shows up in a minivan that is not even his.
Right.
And then two other people are in the minivan.
There's
now.
So many things wrong with this and creepy and weird. And then the fact that he takes you to this expensive place and makes you pay the tip. Which can make you like feel sick.
Yeah. Right.
Right. And like I wouldn't have minded paying for my meal because I felt bad at that point and it was just a strange situation. But when I had to pay for the entire tip for the entire meal.
No.
I was just like, okay, this isn't going to happen again.
Jerk.
That's the problem
alert.
With women. We feel bad when we should feel outraged.
No, she didn't. You don't feel bad, Christine. You slammed the door,
yeah,
right?
Good for you.
I like it. Christine, great story. Okay. Hey, Christine, hang on, okay? Because you might be one of our grand prize winners. All right? So here we go. Our next story is Robin. All right, Robin, when did your dating disaster take place?
It took place when, you know, way back when I was dating, probably in the early 90s.
Okay, let's hear about it.
All right, so I met this guy at a one of those waterfront clubs down in Providence.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was a bouncer, big, burly dude, really hot. I was like, yeah. So he picked me up, and he had this amazing sports car. It was like a souped-up GTO. It was beautiful. He picks me up, and we go to dinner, and we're driving back to my house, you know, through the back road.
Uh-huh.
And he pulls the car over, and he goes, oh, wait a minute. And he leans over me, and he opens up the glove compartment, and he takes out a gun. And he jumps out of the car, and he sees this guy on the sidewalk. He goes over, starts to rough him up, and then jumps back in the car, casually puts the gun back in his compartment, and looks at me and said, yeah, that guy owed me money.
Oh my God.
That's awesome. Jeez.
And I was like, take me home.
You weren't like Karen in Goodfellas that kind of turned you on?
I know there are women like my best friends who would have gotten out of there the minute their boyfriend gave them a gun to hide.
But
I didn't. I got to admit the truth. It turned me on.
Yeah, my God.
No.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Because
no,
she's normal.
Wow. I wonder why, how much, and, you know.
How much money? It doesn't even matter.
Yeah,
the guy had a gun in the glove compartment. So did he take
money.
You home no problem?
Yeah, he just took me home. And that was it. I never heard from him again.
Thank God. I would have been terrified.
So I knew it was too good to be true. You had a
hot guy with a car.
Yeah, I knew that was not going to end well. No. Now, if you said he was a little lumpy, you know, schlumpy, maybe. But no. It was too perfect. Robin, we like your story. You've been married since, or anything going on in your life?
I was married for 20 years. I'm newly divorced, and I have a first date tonight.
What?
Really? Oh, where are you going to go?
Yay! We're going to Luciano's.
Oh, fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Robin, I like that story. So, well, good luck. How'd you meet the new guy?
I met him on Match.com.
Okay.
Oh, good luck.
Well, listen, we want to hear back from you next week, Robin.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Robin. Report in. Report for duty. Let's
I hope he's not a freak.
I know.
I just hope for Robin's sake.
Well,
he's unarmed and not a freak.
Well, I know, but it could be a better story.
Just saying, right, that's true.
Come on now.
Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What do you say we go out on a date? Got some chicken, me some sex.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend?
All right, here we go. Dating Disaster Friday. Best story of the day gets a $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's. You got some good ones today.
Yes, we do.
People are feeling it. All right. Next up is a dating disaster.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
With Jeff. All right, Jeff, he's going to tell us about a date with oysters or something.
Oh, boy.
All right, let's hear about it, buddy.
Approximately about maybe 8-10 years ago.
Okay.
I spent the winter in Florida, and I was staying around this bar called Duffy's, and I met this girl in there, and I had seen her in there a couple times before, and I asked her if she wanted to go out on a date. And she said, yeah, fine. So I picked her up one afternoon about 1 o'clock. We went out bar hopping and getting appetizers in each one of the restaurants.
That's fun.
So, yeah, like so she was ordering a lot of stuff that I never had before, and then one of them was oysters with caviar on it.
Oh, so, oysters and caviar.
Nice.
Pricey. Yeah.
She said, well, why don't we just head back to my place? So I head back to her place, and I got to the street she lived on, and all of a sudden my stomach started to rumble.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
And I said to her, I got to use your bathroom really bad. I never made it to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
I was so bad that I had to borrow a pair of pajamas from the go home.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
The oysters are supposed to be a turn-on.
I must have had to have been
so
the oysters because I had never had that.
No. Or again, I bet, right?
Unfortunately, I never saw her again after that.
No, you don't think.
Wow.
First impressions do count, my friend.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what you are.
Jeff, thanks for sharing, okay?
Okay. I mean, she probably got out of there so fast you could see skid marks.
Okay.
No, no.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. That's memorable.
That's funny. Yeah.
We can't send him out to a restaurant,
No.
I know.
No, we
not
can't.
Without pajama bottoms.
No. He'll shuck them.
The
ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's not you, it's me, it's what I'm going through.
Mike?
Nikki, great. Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever leave me.
All right, all right. Let's say hi to Genevieve. Where are you from, Genevieve?
I'm from Plymouth.
All right, let's hear your dating disaster. When did it take place?
Okay, it was probably about 6 years ago, I want to say.
All right, let's hear about it.
And basically, I had been talking to this guy for, I would say, about a month online, and we finally made plans to meet up, but he told me that he had to take his dog to the vet. So I was fine with that because I love dogs, and he was like, yeah, we'll take the dog, we'll go get lunch, it'll be a nice little day date. And he seemed pretty awesome, so I went along with it. So we're at the vet, and I let him go in with his dog. I'm just waiting and thought nothing of it. He comes out of the room pretty much bawling because the vet had to put his dog to sleep on the spot.
Oh, my God.
No idea that that was going to happen.
Wait a minute, he didn't know that was happening, right?
No, he thought that he just needed to get the prescription refilled and have the dog checked up.
On the spot? Oh, my. I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Jeez.
I guess the dog was just too far along, and there was nothing they could really do to make him feel better.
Jeez. That's so sad.
It was really sad, and since I didn't really know him that well, it was really uncomfortable because I wasn't sure what to do.
Did you go to lunch?
And then,
I'm just asking.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, what happened after?
So he asked me to go drive him to the liquor store. I got him a 30 rack of beer. We went back to his place, and he drank just about all of them. And then I never really saw him again, but I felt really bad.
Whoa. God.
Whoa. Yeah. That's You know, that is some dating disaster.
Well, it is, but you were very nice about it, Genevieve. Yeah. You were very nice.
Drove to the liquor store.
Yeah, you got boozed up.
I mean, what do you do in that kind of situation?
It's not so much a date anymore, is it?
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
You been seeing anybody since then?
No, I'm actually recently single from a long-term relationship, so...
Okay. All right.
I'm ready to start dating again, I guess.
I think we can help, guys.
Yes, we can.
I think we should.
I think we should, because you were sweet. That's a really bad date.
And, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Didn't end well for the dog either, just saying.
Yeah. No. You thought it was bad for you. Yeah. Fido.
Fido, not so good either. But, hey, puppy. For you, $100 Not Your Average Joe's gift card.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Have a fun date with that, Genevieve, okay?
Yeah.
Don't
okay,
go
thank you.
No, don't go to any vets or anything.
No.
Just no. Go straight,
I won't go to a vet again.
Straight to Joe's. Straight to Joe's.
Hang on, we'll get your info and we'll get that all squared away. Hang on.
All right, LBF, let's do some dirty laundry coming up.
Resurrection.
Okay.
Just when you thought it was dead, it's alive in true soap opera fashion.
Oh. Not that dog, is it?
No, the
no.
dog's dead.
Okay,
the dog.
Sorry
about
dog.
That segue.
That was really awful.
Yeah.
Man.
All
right, your trouble spot traffic brought to you by Staples. We do have that problem in Lexington still. Tractor trailer off the road into the woods at 4 and 225 on the northbound side of 128. You're backed up to Route 2A there. And then coming in 93 southbound. Slow spots from Roosevelt Circle right into the Lever Connector. Expressway north northbound, you're slow from Furnace Brook up to Columbia Road. Stop and go that whole way. Staples, print and marketing services make connecting with clients and loved ones easy with hundreds of holiday templates you can customize. And right now, get 20% off. Select custom cards and invitations. Ends 12/28/19. Limit one. Visit staples.com/holiday cards or store for details. Staples.
All right. Thank you, Brian. It's a free ticket weekend with Journey and the Pretenders together. And get ready to call for your chance to win tickets coming up. I mean, like any minute, all right?
I heard that Chrissy Hynde is the best rock star woman.
I submit. She's the best rock star female. She plays guitar. She writes. She sings. And she plays harmonica. Okay.
All right.
Top that, Stevie. Next. All right.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right. It's dirty laundry time. 7:50. Here's LBF.
Well, your daytime soap opera dreams come true.
Oh, jokes.
Through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Yes.
And so are the days of our lives.
Yes.
Lives on. Yes. Resurrected from a serious situation. They let all of the actors go. Like, they released them from their contract. So everyone was like, that's the end. That's the end. But it's not. It'll be back for, and I can't believe I'm saying this, it's 56th season.
Wow.
I mean, it's one of four remaining daytime dramas. And it averages the least amount of viewers. And I hope that all you people listening will change that, because Marlena and John Black, I don't even think they're still on it. Patch?
Patch somewhere.
I used to watch in the 70s when the open was McDonald Carey.
Yes.
Remember that? This
right.
is McDonald Carey speaking.
I don't know. Julie yes. and Dawn and all these other people. It's
then
years, 56
a,
years.
Yeah, then it'd be a Jean Nattei commercial.
Yes.
That was always good. I like that.
And a Triscuit commercial with a Lawrence Welk guy doing it. Remember?
Oh, my God.
He had that, like, weird blonde bowl cut.
I don't know.
Very strange.
Have you people gone?
It's like a fever dream, really.
Really? I don't remember that one. I remember the Tidy Bowl toilet captain.
All right. See, yeah, that's
remember
what
that
commercials
guy?
Work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, marketers,
right.
you won.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So television you should be watching coming up. This is exciting. Harrison Ford is going to star in the new true crime hit series, The Staircase. Now, The Staircase is based on the series that will retell the murder of Kathleen Peterson and the prime suspect in the murder, her husband, the novelist Michael Peterson. It was a documentary that premiered back in 2004, but I just watched it recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's the most amazing documentary, because one episode you're like, he totally did it. And then the next episode, you're like, I don't know.
That's
if
because
did it.
He totally did it.
He didn't do it. The owl did it.
LBF.
What?
See, this woman fell down the staircase,
yeah, know,
and he's
Brian.
The prime suspect.
Yeah.
But then there was a there was a theory that an owl came in.
Because she had a particle of a feather in her head.
And a big gouge.
He did it. All right, wife number one.
Did he train
also
this owl?
Down the stairs.
I know, that's an unfortunate coincidence, especially for his defense.
Are there any owls around?
Good question.
But I'm just saying.
No, she had a stroke.
I believe that it's a really interesting thing that I think that there's a possibility that the owl did it.
No.
Anyway, Harrison Ford is going to solve this for us.
Okay,
he is.
Good.
Things
but it's a great show.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. All right, what do you got?
Things you can't watch on TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jiggle TV. Victoria's Secret will no longer have its annual December.
I don't know what channel that is. I'm going to say it into my voice remote and see what comes up.
Jiggle TV.
That's what they used to call TV in the 70s. Do you remember that?
I do.
It was like Charlie's Angels.
It was called TNA.
Or Jiggle
is that when
TV.
They called it the boob tube?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Jiggle TV, the boob tube. Yeah. Well, Victoria's Secret is no longer
does your
on
mom
it.
Mom listen to the show still?
She sure does.
Okay, hi. Good morning, Beverly. Just see if you're still out there. Yeah.
So they canceled it because ratings were low, and there's controversy because the CEO said something about not being diverse, doesn't want to be diverse.
Right.
All that stuff. So I'm sorry that your annual holiday tradition since 1995, and I can't believe that was going on since 1995, is over. I'm sure that they'll replace it with something with bras and thongs soon.
What are we going to gather the kids around and watch now?
There you go.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I still think the owl did it.
no, we could. You know what's funny, though? Seriously, because you could watch it in the same house with your wife or husband and whatever, and you're going to have different opinions.
Exactly.
My wife and I are on board that he did it, and our daughter think, no, he didn't.
Your daughter's smart.
Is it kind of like making... like,
oh, my God. That is true. She is.
Like making a murderer style, kind of?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's
so
good.
It'll be good. And Harrison Ford will be perfect as this guy, because Harrison Ford's... you know, a little emotionally stale.
What?
Yes. Wow. Don't you think?
I know.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
All right, it's Dirty Laundry time. 7:50. Here's LBF.
Well, your daytime soap opera dreams come true.
Oh,
thanks to the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Yes.
And so are the days of our lives.
Yes.
Lives on. Yes. Resurrected from a serious situation. They let all of the actors go. Like, they released them from their contracts. So everyone was like, that's the end. That's the end. But it's not. It'll be back for, and I can't believe I'm saying this, its 56th season.
Wow.
I mean, it's one of four remaining daytime dramas. And it averages the least amount of viewers. And I hope that all you people listening will change that, because Marlena and John Black, I don't even think they're still on it. Patch?
The patch somewhere.
I used to watch in the 70s when the open was McDonald Carey.
Yes.
Remember that? This is McDonald Carey speaking.
I don't know. Julie and Dawn and all these other people. It's 56 years.
Yeah, then it'd be a Jean Nate commercial.
Yes.
That was always good. I like that.
And a Triscuit commercial with a Lawrence Welk guy doing it. Remember?
Oh, my God.
He had that, like, weird blonde bowl cut.
I don't know.
Very strange.
Where have you people gone?
It's like a fever dream, really.
Really? I don't remember that one. I remember the Tidy Bowl toilet captain.
All right. See, yeah, that's
remember
what commercials
that
work.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, marketers,
right.
You won.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So television you should be watching coming up. This is exciting. Harrison Ford is going to star in the new true crime hit series, The Staircase. Now, The Staircase is based on the series that will retell the murder of Kathleen Peterson and the prime suspect in the murder, her husband, the novelist Michael Peterson. It was a documentary that premiered back in 2004, but I just watched it recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's the most amazing documentary, because one episode you're like, he totally did it. And then the next episode you're like, I don't know if he did it.
That's because he totally did it.
He didn't do it. The owl did it.
LBF.
What?
See,
LBF.
This woman fell down the staircase,
yeah, know,
and
Brian.
He's the prime suspect.
Yeah.
But then there was a theory that an owl came in.
Because she had a particle of a feather in her head.
And a big gouge.
He did it. All right, wife number one.
Did he train
also
this owl?
Down the stairs.
I know, that's an unfortunate coincidence, especially
for
his defense.
Are there any owls around?
Good question.
But I'm just saying.
No, she had a stroke.
I believe that it's a really interesting thing that I think that there's a possibility that the owl did it.
No. isn't it?
Anyway, Harrison Ford is going to solve this for us.
Okay,
he is.
Good. But it's a great show.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, all right, what do you got?
Things you can't watch on TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jiggle TV. Victoria's Secret will no longer have its annual
what
December.
I don't know what channel that is. I'm going to say it into my voice remote and see what comes up.
Jiggle TV. That's what they used to call TV in the 70s. Do you remember that?
I do.
It was like Charlie's Angels.
It was called TNA.
Or Jiggle
is that when
TV.
They called it the boob tube?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Jiggle TV, the TNA. Boob tube. Yeah. Well, Victoria's Secret is no longer
does your
on
mom
it.
Mom listen to the show still?
She sure does.
Okay, hi. Good morning, Beverly. Just see if you're still out there. Yeah.
So they canceled it because ratings were low, and there's controversy because the CEO said something about not being diverse, doesn't
like
want to be diverse,
right.
All that stuff. So I'm sorry that your annual holiday tradition since 1995, and I can't believe that was going on since 1995, is over. I'm sure that they'll replace it with something with bras and thongs soon.
What are we going to gather the kids around and watch now?
There you go.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, but I still think the owl did it.
No, we could. You know what's funny, though? Seriously, because you could watch it in the same house with your wife or husband and whatever, and you're going to have different opinions.
Exactly.
My wife and I are on board that he did it, and our daughter think, no, he didn't.
Your daughter's smart.
Is it kind of like making... like, oh, my God.
Well, that is true. She is.
Like making a murderer style...
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
It is. All right. So let's say good morning to Karen Buffard from Plainville, Mass. Good morning, Karen. Oh, well, here we go. Sorry, my bad. There you go, Karen.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. We can hear you now.
Okay. Okay. Morning.
Good.
Good morning.
Karen, what do you do? You're in Plainville.
Plainville, yes.
What do you do in Plainville?
I'm a daycare director in Norwood, actually. I live in Plainville.
Oh, okay.
Nice. You guys have a really good Home Goods and TJ Maxx in Plainville.
Yeah, we do. Actually, it is really good.
Right? I know.
Oh, you sound a little jealous there. I'll be
a little bit.
All right.
We have a casino.
Yes, I know, right across the way.
That is sweet.
Yep. I lose money both directions.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound plain at all.
Yeah, was that TV, the movie Plainville? Was close enough.
Pleasantville?
Pleasantville.
Pleasantville.
Oh. Pleasant.
Pleasant.
Oh, hey.
Pleasantville? You had to bring that up, didn't
sounds
you?
Sounds like a nice nice place to live, Pleasantville. All right, Karen.
Not too bad, not too good either.
Karen, you're probably wondering what LBF is talking about when we mention the word pleasant. Doesn't mean anything to you, does it?
What, Pleasantville? Was that a TV show?
Never mind. Okay, we're good. All right, here's how it works. I heard you tell Brian Bell that you get 10 right a lot when you play.
I do. I play every morning at 6 o'clock when you do it, and I do very well.
That's the rerun.
And now I'm nervous.
She plays the reruns.
I get them all right on the rerun too.
All right, be nice. Right, that's impressive. A lot of people don't get 10, so I'm excited for you.
Well, we're easy for her. She's a daycare director. She probably thinks she's in one now.
Right.
All right, Karen, you ready to play?
Yep.
All right. We're going to give you 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right. You win $1,000. And if you're not sure, say pass. We'll get back to it as soon as we can if we have time. Here we go.
What do you do at a green light?
Go straight.
What's a baby duck called?
A duckling.
Who sings when doves cry?
Prince.
How many sides does an octagon have?
Eight.
For an SNL monologue, who once played the banjo with an arrow through his head?
Oh, pass.
Which U.S. state is home to Lake Havasu City?
Repeat that?
Which U.S. state is home to Lake Havasu City?
Pass.
Which planet is famous for its rings?
Saturn.
The zodiac sign Leo refers to what animal?
Lion.
What was Jesse Ventura's wrestling nickname?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I can't think. Pass.
What is nephophobia the fear of?
Nephophobia? I don't know.
Pass?
Pass.
Oh, right. We ran out of time.
Well, there were some tough ones.
Those were hard.
Well, you got 6 right, though. Very good, Karen. You missed a few. Here's what you missed.
This was hard.
I think it was hard, just for the record.
For an SNL monologue, who once played the banjo with an arrow through his head? Steve Martin.
Wow.
That was kind of his famous thing.
Right?
It's like,
yep.
I would have gotten that one if I thought about it.
Yeah, U.S. state is home to Lake Havasu City, Arizona?
Okay.
Jesse Ventura's wrestling nickname was The Body. I have no idea why. But
Body
Ventura.
Yeah, I know. And what is nephophobia the fear of? Brian Bell guessed nephews.
It was not nephews, huh?
But he was wrong. It's the fear of clouds.
Really?
So now...
How do you fear clouds?
Listen, I don't judge people's fears.
I
know.
Right?
Who would even know that?
Like actual clouds or like the clouds where we store all of our phone information? Because I'm afraid of that.
LBF.
It's both, Brian.
Okay. All right, LBF. Karen's got a question.
What?
She said, who would know that?
People who fear clouds.
Meteorologists,
sorry, Karen.
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
No, like one of those fun little facts. You guess what, Karen? Now you know.
Now you know.
I know.
All right. Karen. Hey, you got six.
And Jesse Ventura is the body.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
The body.
Yeah, filled with knowledge today.
Talk about giving yourself a nickname, right?
Yeah, right?
I think I'm the body. That's my new name. Karen, you got four passes to Winter Wonderland at Southwick's Zoo. See the dazzling holiday light display. Visit the petting zoo or get your picture taken with Santa. It's open Friday through Sunday, 4:30 to 9:30, right through December 29th, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
More time with children. Yay!
I have two grandchildren, so I'm going to take them.
Give them a shout out. What are their names?
Bryson and Tegan.
Nice.
Nice.
All right, Karen. Hang on, okay? So if you want to play Super Smart in 60 Seconds, just like Karen did, all you got to do is go to WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Lately, I've been feeling so cool. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, all right. LBF, what's cool?
Men would give up sex and coffee for a year for this.
What?
You so have, easy to get your attention.
You just got it. Okay. All Brian right. Bell.
The latest cool thing in trucks.
Yeah, is it?
I think it could be.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to tell you just how long you can go before you need to take a break from the family this Thanksgiving. You think it's longer. You think it should be longer, LBF? All right, we'll tell you what it is coming up. Okay.
Well, I was stunned when I read this, but a new poll says that men would give up sex and coffee for an entire year, and even spend a night in jail or shave their head.
For what?
For the perfect beard.
No. Seriously,
I'm out.
I'm telling you right now, boys with beards, if it's long and bushy and all that Julian Edelman stuff, you don't like it.
No, you don't.
We're lying to you. Whoever in your life is saying that looks good, they're lying to you.
They're lying. I thank you for saying that because I see these beards, like Julian, and
the beards that like are close to your face and look like that's nice
and stubble,
looking. Yeah, a little stubble, a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anything that like you can press and then your finger goes in and disappears for a while.
You pull out
like a fat man's belly button.
Okay, fine. Guys love that. Okay.
Anyway.
But who are these people that would give up coffee and sex for a year?
I have no idea. But men believe that facial hair makes them more confident and they believe they are more attractive and you are not necessarily more attractive.
You say no. All right. Good to know, LB.
That's just me, though. Who am I?
Right, okay.
All right, Tesla. You know, you see them out there. They're really cool vehicles, right?
Yeah.
No.
Well, Elon Musk has rolled out the new Cybertruck.
The Cybertruck.
It kind of looks like something out of Mad Max.
Yeah, it's a little
toy-looking
thing.
Look at that.
Oh, I don't like it.
It's weird.
It looks
looking.
Like a DeLorean a little bit.
A little bit
first
like
glance.
A DeLorean. I don't believe it has a flux capacitor. It does have a built-in air pump, and it's... They're going to start at like $39,000.
That's
grand.
Not bad.
Not bad for trucks because Elon Musk looks at the market, and you know the Ford F-150 has been the number one truck for like so long.
What's the tow capacity?
Well, there's three different grades. The
aren't
first
you interested,
one,
LBF,
I don't know what that
with
means.
The tow capacity?
7,500 pounds for the base
for
model.
That's
or
not bad.
There's a $70,000 one that'll go 500 miles. Mm. It goes 0 to 60 and under.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, and then it tows up to 14,000 pounds.
It can tow your boat.
So it's kind of cool to see a Jeep, an electric truck, but I think they have to work on the body a little bit. Although
the body's a little too futuristic.
They do
for
say
me.
That it's bulletproof.
Oh, cool. That's
good to know.
That could be handy.
You might
toe
need
capacity.
That for the. It's got a good toe capacity.
You don't ever check the toe capacity?
Only in my shoes.
What's it?
10. It's always 10.
That is important. That is important. Finally, the holidays are here. Here's a good tip. If you're with extended family, a new survey found the average person can only go 3 hours and 54 minutes with their family before they need a break to get outside. And only 25% of us can be with them for long stretches of time without going nuts. So there you have it.
Listen, you got to
round. 4 hours.
Here's the thing with your family, and I love my family, and I really like spending time with them because my parents have a lot of wine. But also, you got to round robin that stuff. You can't just stick
round
with one
robin.
Yeah, like you know how in college you do a round robin drinks in each room.
Yeah,
sorry, mom. But you'd round robin the stuff, and you'd go into different rooms every 20 minutes and talk to the people in the different rooms. You can't just sit with a person for 4 hours.
No, I just sit
unless
they're
sick or.
I'm a guest this year. I couldn't be happier.
Good for
I'm
you.
I'm just going to sit. If I drive you crazy, leave the room. How about that? I like it. All right.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Down, Patriot. You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58 yard. Freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. Brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe. Call the Clinton Savings Coin Toss during Sunday's game. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC. Member DIF. Equal housing lender. Good morning, Scott Zolak.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, buddy.
What?
Do you want to know how you did last week? Do you recall your prediction? I can help you with that.
I do not. What did I pick them by? I think I picked them by 6 or 7.
You're not bad. You said 26-17. It was 17-10. Pretty close. Pretty close.
You got one number.
You've been pretty good. Well, I got 17 right.
Yeah, right? That's like counts. It's
not,
like it's
not
a lottery.
Keno. It's not Keno.
It's not Keno?
Not close,
not,
not close enough. Scott, what do you think? Okay. All right, the offense, not great. Why? What's going on? Tom's not happy.
Well, I think it's a combination of everything, right? They're not getting speed away from people at the wide receiver position. They're not running the ball well. And if Brady's getting hit and you're not blocking in a run, it means the Lions have some issues. The line has some issues. So I think getting Isaiah Wynn back this week is really good for him. And I'm not going to say it's going to be perfect, but he should help in a running game. He should help even more in the pass protection. But, you know, we lose Mohamed Sanu with an ankle injury, and Philip Dorsett had a concussion protocol. So we don't know if either of those guys – I think Sanu's already been ruled out.
Right.
But, you know, Dorsett should play. But it's going to be a tough one.
It's not a tough one. So their offense is pretty good. Dak had 4 touchdowns last week, threw for 440 yards. Should we? Are we nervous about that?
Well, no, you're doing a good job reading all the stats here, Bobby. That's good.
Off my head. Do you see that anywhere, LB?
No,
no.
Off the cuff. I do my homework for Zolak.
Really?
I do. I prep all week.
He's had 4 really good weeks in a row.
Yeah.
He's really starting to find his groove.
Okay, so no, he's good. He's for real. Last question. You tweeted about Gronk. You said, if this is another Jack Wagon sales pitch, you're done. It was a Jack Wagon sales pitch, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think he's using the fans a little bit. I give him credit. I mean, it's good marketing for him because it gets everybody talking about him. But if you're holding out hope he's coming back, and he keeps sort of hoodwinking you every Tuesday of the work week.
That had to be his last time. He can't do that anymore, right?
No, I think this is it, yeah.
And what's
can't come back. He can't come back until the 30th. He still has until the 30th.
He's not in shape, though, right?
No.
Well, he looks like he's in shape. I don't think he's in football shape.
No. Right. He looks great. He's too skinny.
He's in LBF shape. He looks good enough to LBF, but not good enough.
Do I look like a football player,
Bob?
No,
I mean,
is that what you're trying
he looks good to you, doesn't he?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. You got shoulder pads on today.
All right.
All right.
I'd like to see him. I'll still take him.
All right. No, no kidding. Let's do it. All right, LBF, you got some questions for Scott?
I sure do. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving, Scott. You like Thanksgiving? It's a good meal?
I already talked about this with Belle. I am not a dessert or pie guy, so let's just get right to the meal.
Okay, I want to know your stance really quickly on turnip.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
It's a yeah. Good.
All right. I want to know, like,
trying to pick off the relatives.
What is the most important thing? Like, you have five things on your plate. What are they for Thanksgiving?
Go.
Stuffing. Stuffing's number one.
Yeah.
I would say mashed potatoes are number two. Green bean casserole.
Really?
What are we up to? Three or four?
That's three. Two more.
Three. Gelled cranberry.
In the can,
nice
right?
Nice pick. Good pick.
Where it stays in the form and I can slice it. Like
yes. Yeah.
And
you're missing bowls. You're missing crescent. Turkey, my man.
Crescent. Well, no, we're only doing
that's
sides.
That's a given.
That's a given.
You know
that's a given.
All right.
If I didn't have turkey, I really wouldn't mind.
It's what? True. Turkey's kind of yucky.
Wow.
Let's be honest. Yeah. I mean, it's not the best fowl in the world.
All right. I was going to give you a quick pick, but all right, we'll throw in turkey. That's fine. That's a pretty good plate, so.
What's the drink of choice?
It's a good plate. Put a gravy all over. Just mix it all
nice.
Up. All
nice.
What's the drink of choice for the day?
Drink of choice. That's a tough one. You don't see this as a tricky one because you don't want to.
Yeah.
You don't want to drink beer because it fills you up.
Exactly.
Good.
And wine makes you more tired too with with the tryptophan and the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I have it figured out. I don't eat the turkey, but I drink.
All right, that's a good idea.
All right, yeah. Scott Zolak, give us the score Sunday night 4:30. You're going to be there making the calls on the Sports
God,
Hub. Let's hear it.
I think it's two teams are going to score in the low 20s. I got Patriots 24-23.
24-23.
Really?
All right. No, I think he's right. It's going to be the defenses are both pretty good. That's
yeah, don't miss any extra points. I'm telling you. Extra points are huge in this game.
That's good. All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. We'll see you Sunday.
All right, guys. Great Thanksgiving.
You too, buddy. We'll give you next Friday off, okay?
Yeah.
There you go.
All night.
Yeah, I thought so. All right, Scott. He'll be on The Sports Hub, 98.5. You'll hear him call the game live right there. Don't miss it. Well, we had a couple of great dating disasters today, but only one was worthy of the win. Yes. She deserves it. What happens when you go on a date and it starts with the vet with some very bad news for his dog?
Oh, no.
Yeah. All right, that's coming up next. It's Dating Disaster, the best of the worst.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Dating Disasters Friday.
Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Why should I be nervous? We're just two people going on a first date.
Do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested?
All right. Okay, so there's a lot here. All right, so here's our dating disaster. Winner of the day. This is Genevieve, okay? And we asked her, when did it take place?
Okay, it was probably about 6 years ago, I want to say.
All right, let's hear about it.
And basically, I had been talking to this guy for, I would say, about a month online, and we finally made plans to meet up, but he told me that he had to take his dog to the vet. So I was fine with that because I love dogs, and he was like, yeah, we'll take the dog, we'll go get lunch, it'll be a nice little day date, and he seemed pretty awesome, so I went along with it. So we're at the vet, and I let him go in with his dog. I'm just waiting and thought nothing of it. He comes out of the room pretty much bawling because the vet had to put his dog to sleep on the spot.
Oh my God.
No idea that was going to happen.
Wait a minute, he didn't know that was happening, right?
No, he thought that he just needed to get the prescription refilled and have the dog checked up.
On the spot? Oh my. I've never heard of that.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh, God. Jeez.
I guess the dog was just too far along, and there was nothing they could really do to make him feel better.
Jeez, that's sad.
It was really sad, and since I didn't really know him that well, it was really uncomfortable because I wasn't sure what to do.
Did you go to lunch?
And then,
Wait,
I'm just asking.
Go.
rest in peace.
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, what happened after?
So he asked me to go drive him to the liquor store. I got him a 30 rack of beer. We went back to his place, and he drank just about all of them. And then I never really saw him again, but I felt really bad.
Whoa. God.
Whoa. That's, you know, that is some dating disaster.
Well, it is, but you were very nice about it, Genevieve. Yeah. You were very nice.
Drove him to the liquor store.
Yeah. Got boozed up.
I mean, what do you do in that kind of situation?
It's not so much a date anymore, is it?
Oh.
No.
Oh, no.
You been seeing anybody since then?
No, I'm actually recently single from a long-term relationship, so I'm ready to start dating again, I guess.
I think we can help, guys.
Yes, we can.
I think we should.
I think we should, because you were sweet. That's a really bad date.
And,
oh, my God. Yeah. Didn't end well for the dog either, just saying.
Yeah, thought it was bad for you. Fido.
Fido, not so good either. But, hey, puppy. For you, $100 Not Your Average Joe's gift card.
All right. Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. Have a fun date with that, Genevieve, okay?
Yeah.
Don't
thank you.
No, don't go to any vets or anything.
No.
Just go straight.
I won't go to a vet again.
Straight to Joe's. Straight to Joe's.
Hang on, we'll get your info and we'll get that all squared away.
So there you have it. That was our dating disaster winner of the day.
I mean, bad, but
you know
good.
What? It's bad, but I've never. Usually, they'll give you time to say goodbye to your dog. Maybe make an appointment. You bring him back. I don't know.
I mean, maybe
make it. As
you know,
easy
you never know the guy. Kind of planned it that way so we could get a 30-pack.
And he needed a ride,
and
too.
And a ride. That's
wow. A ride.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I think you have cracked the code.
Maybe.
He needed a ride to the vets. He knew what was going
and
down.
And a shoulder to cry on.
And some beer.
And some beer.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, it all paid off.
I know. I'm really cynical.
Yeah, it works this time.
Awful.
It's great. your cynicism.
This time.
Only this time.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.